This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline, and I'm glad you're joining me here today on day five of a trip through the Grand Canyon. Waking up at Monument Creek on the Tonto Trail, just east of Hermit. Oh, it's a hard place for me to leave. This is definitely one of my most loved places in the Grand Canyon. But it's time to put on a few miles, not a lot, oh, maybe about four today, as we wander east on the Tonto Trail. Now, the Tonto Trail is much like a topographic line on a map. It only gains or loses elevation when it absolutely has to, usually losing a bit when crossing into a drainage and then gaining a bit back out. Back into the alcove of every side canyon and out onto points above the inner gorge around every butte. And we're headed for Salt Canyon today. Salt Canyon, so named because the spring there is mineralized. And if you're to make coffee with it, you will be asking, who put salt in my coffee? It's not the best drinking water. So we're going to probably take a nice long stop at Cedar Spring about halfway there. Cedar Spring has nice clear water. I will say that you need to be aware that cedar is not a perennial spring. From the winter rains and snows on the rim through, I'll say, the beginning of May, it's fairly reliable. But don't count on it during the heat of summer. But we'll pick up some good drinking water there. And of course, we treat our water in the Grand Canyon. Many people these days use filters. I'm old school. I still like being simple. Drop a little tab of iodine in and a half an hour later, a little bit of vitamin C to clear that iodine out. That works fine by me. And it doesn't require sitting there pumping or waiting for a filter to drain for, you know, many, many people. It can take quite a while to treat water with a group. Oh, Salt Canyon has some of the most unique campsites in the canyon, because you are going to camp right smack on top of an archaeological site. It's the only flat spot in this side canyon. There are three or four of them, and I call them agave pits. They're known as roasting pits to some. The ancient people, and actually people as recently as, you know, the last century before the Anglos came in and kicked all the Hualapai and Havasupai people out of this vicinity, people would roast agaves in a pit, get a fire going, get the rocks hot, throw the agave heart down in there, throw the red hot rocks on top. And the rocks break up in this process, and so the bits that are fist size are tossed out, creating a almost volcano shape, which when the wind blows, the dust fills in and flattens out. So normally we stay well away from archaeological sites, but here we'll camp on them and enjoy the beauty of Grand Canyon. So looking forward to seeing you treating archaeological sites with respect. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.